This is WAMU 88.5's Morning Edition. I'm Esther Chamakili. Pope Francis named Washington Archbishop Wilton Gregory as one of 13 new cardinals yesterday. The appointment was a major announcement for the Washington region's Catholic community. The Archbishop will ascend to the high-ranking post in November and will be the first African-American to serve in the role. Joining me to discuss the significance of this announcement is Dr. Shannon D. Williams, an assistant professor of history at Villanova University. Good morning, Professor Williams.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
First, give us a sense of the role that cardinals play in the Catholic Church and why Archbishop Gregory's appointment to cardinal is so significant.
So a cardinal is a member of the highest ranking body of priests and prelates in the Roman Catholic Church, from whose membership the Pope is generally drawn. So historically, members of the College of Cardinals have served in the capacity as papal advisors. They've played very influential roles in world history, in certain ways helping to initiate and bringing about significant reforms in the church. Cardinals vote on matters such as who becomes a saint. And most significantly, following the death or resignation of the Pope, members of the College of Cardinals who are under the age of 80 elect the Pope's successor, which it can be them, again, if they are under the age of 80. Historically, they have been dominated by Europeans, especially Italians. And even to date, the members of the College of Cardinals, the majority of them still hail from Europe, despite the rapidly changing face of the global faithful.
Talk about how African-American Catholics are reacting to this news, especially those here in the Washington region.
Black Catholic Twitter and email list of the nation's historically Black parishes and organizations have been buzzing with pride since the announcement on yesterday. I think for most African-American Catholics, they suspected that Cardinal-designate Gregory would become the first Black cardinal after he became the first African-American leader of the Archdiocese of Washington in 2019. In that particular case, that archdiocese, which is home to one of the nation's longest-standing Catholic communities in Southern Maryland and also home to the nation's oldest Catholic universities, that position generally is a route direct to becoming a cardinal in the United States. So it was clear that he would probably become the first Black cardinal from the United States. But I think that there were some people who were still very hesitant to sort of celebrate that beforehand. It has taken quite some time. The first cardinal from the United States was appointed in 1875, 145 years ago. And in the case of the African-American Catholic community, it does not get its first self-identified Black bishop until 1965 in the midst of the Civil Rights Movement.
Do you think Archbishop Gregory could persuade other church leaders to address the institution's historic role in slavery and white supremacy?
I think that's absolutely possible. He could become a powerful voice for Catholic reparation for slavery and segregation in this highest ranking body of church authorities. I think what is very significant, though, and it's something that he himself said, that he represents a harvest, right, of sort of the faithfulness of millions of African-American Catholics. His appointment is the culmination of a longstanding Black Catholic freedom struggle against racism, slavery, segregation, and exclusion within the U.S. church. And while it is indeed a long overdue recognition of Black Catholics' pioneering presence in the land area that became the United States, his appointment serves as a powerful reminder not only of the foundational presence of Black Catholics in the United States, but also that there have always been two transatlantic stories of American Catholicism, one that begins in Europe and another one that begins in Africa. And so for many African-American Catholics, this is a moment of recognition, but also a call to the entire community, Catholic community, to begin to reckon with this very painful and largely unreconciled history of racism, slavery, segregation, and exclusion within the church.
That's Professor Shannon D. Williams of Villanova University breaking down the Vatican's announcement naming Washington Archbishop Wilton Gregory as cardinal yesterday. Professor Williams, thank you so much for getting up so early and joining us today.
Thank you.